Now that we've opened up the vents in here, the mold is getting in and starting to sneeze.
Well, don't sneeze on me, please.
It doesn't feel quite as bad as it did yesterday. I mean, it's tolerable in here.
Yeah, it's not as bad, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, here, I got something that could cheer you up, John. Tomorrow is Friday. Are you cheered up yet?
It's One Beer Friday.
It's a One
Brought
Beer
Friday.
Brought
to you by the Nebraska Craft Brewers Guild.
It is that, but it's also for the Friends of the Grum. Half-off deals are available at 1620thezone.com.
What is this week's half-off deal?
Cups, baby! Delicious pizza, steak, seafood, pasta, fresh salads, and don't forget, John, about the tasty charred wings. There was pizza in the break room from Cops
there
earlier.
Was.
Apparently it disappeared in like 5 seconds.
It disappeared fast.
Zone deal will go fast tomorrow as well. You can get $50 worth of vouchers for only $25 tomorrow morning at 9 at 1620thezone.com.
I'm going to admit I'm a little disappointed.
In whom?
In our friends at the FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code 1620.
Oh, no.
Yesterday, I put in an item for the list.
Get the eggs.
That I believe that a recognized college football pundit will have Nebraska as a dark horse playoff contender by the time the season starts.
Okay.
In one of those preseason look-ahead articles.
Sure. So what did FanDuel have to do with it?
Well, I was just curious. I was going to be like, okay, what are the odds?
Oh, to make the playoff?
What are the odds to make the playoff? So I went to my FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code 1620. I see Miami's name in there, and I see NC State's name
NC
in there.
NC State with Dave Boren?
I see Texas A&M.
I know story.
They never make any playoffs of any kind.
Except for the playoffs for being bad at things.
Freaking Kansas and Kansas State are in there.
Dude, Kansas is going to be good this year.
I know.
Kansas State's going to be good this year, too.
But you know who didn't make the list?
Judging by the way you're talking right now, it's probably Nebraska.
No.
Iowa even made it. Did you say Iowa?
Iowa made it.
They're plus 680. That's almost plus 690.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's no odds that on the FanDuel Sportsbook for Nebraska to make the college football playoff.
Very sad. Very sad.
Here I thought I was going to be able to talk about that, so instead I'll just have to go to the win totals. You know, we haven't checked on the old win totals for a while.
Has it moved?
Honestly, I don't remember what the juice was the last time we did it.
Me neither.
The number is 7.5.
I don't remember what the juice was either.
The juice is on the under.
That makes sense.
At minus 164.
That makes sense.
Well, it's a pretty decent favorite to go under 7.5 wins. That goes against what we've been talking about recently.
No, I guess recently.
Recently.
Sure. I guess that's true.
Iowa, who, you know, Iowa's is also at 7.5. Now the juice is to the over at minus 144, but how does Iowa get national championship playoff odds? But Nebraska doesn't.
Great question.
Because, you know, if you want to make a little money, I guarantee you there'll be an Husker fan out there willing to bet it.
Mm-hmm.
That they'll win, that they'll get in.
Now, I am looking at lines or odds to make the playoff from a lesser sports book that has Nebraska. Would you like to guess what the yes is to make the CFP?
Well, if Iowa's at plus 680.
To make the CFP?
If Kansas is at plus 590. If NC State is at plus 590.
Stop saying those numbers together.
I'm going to say Nebraska's plus 1620.
Nice, John. You are really close. They're plus 1500.
Can we somehow bet this to get it to plus 1620?
We need to hammer the no bet, which is minus 8,000.
Yeah.
Can you imagine risking $8,000 to win $100? I mean, you'll probably win that. Nebraska's probably not making the playoff. God, I'd be so scared though.
I would
too. If they started 7-0,
I'd be really scared.
I'd be pooping in my pants.
I'd be really, really, really scared.
Yeah, why isn't it plus 1620? That'd be really nice if it was.
Yeah.
Be really nice if it was.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
No.
So
this lesser sportsbook, by the way, they do have some additional game lines that are not available.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wait, where did they go? I thought that I had heard that the Colorado game was available. Oh wait, there it is.
I think it's Nebraska by 6.5.
6 in the hook, baby. Six in the hook.
Okay.
For the game that we'll be doing pre and post from the bottoms, Joey producing back here.
It's going to be a fun night.
It's going to be a great night, Joey. Look at me. I'm volunteering to do overreaction because it's going to be so much fun. That's a good employee.
We got after game plans for a victory.
There we go. That's
best
a good employee. I should win employee.
It's
going to
be that Josh is going to volunteer
No. Mr. Michael Severe just sent me a screenshot of some Nebraska to win the Big Ten odds from a variety of sports books. One of them has it at plus 8,000. Wait, plus 8,000 to win? The Big Ten?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's wild. To make the playoff, it's just 15-1, but to win, I guess, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, because you got to beat Ohio State. And you got to beat Oregon.
Plus 6,000.
Penn State.
Plus 6,600. Plus 7,500. Yeah, I guess you're right.
That's not weird.
It's tougher to win the Big Ten than make the playoff. But yes, that's true.
Well, yeah, because you don't need to win the Big Ten to make the playoff.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't need it. So that's not terribly surprising. Mm-hmm. It's awful high, but it is not terribly surprising. Quick score update. Creighton softball is playing in the second round of the Big East tournament. They're trailing 3-1 to UConn in the fourth.
Mm. Baseball.
Softball.
Wrong ball.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the one with the base.
It's a larger ball, but it's not really that soft.
No, it's not. They should call it hard ball or bigger ball. Why do they call it softball?
Well, I mean,
that sounds like a Seinfeld
technically
joke.
It is softer than a softball.
Yeah, but it's not a soft ball.
I know.
Volleyball should be called softball. That ball is...
You ever been hit in the face with a volleyball?
Yeah, when it's coming screaming at you, it hurts.
Yeah.
But if you touch it, it's nice and soft. Wow, are you okay over there?
Cut
Restore
that one
the
out.
Order of John's
lung. When
you lung.
Touch it, it's nice and soft.
Man, it's too bad you're not doing those
reads
anymore.
That is
going to
be a great return. When you touch it, it is nice and soft.
Mm.
Make sure you send that to young Nick.
What if Joey made a return for us?
You could, if you want to make
Joey,
the return.
Joey, feel free.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
When you touch it,
I don't sound like that, do I?
I didn't want to say it myself in a normal voice.
Oh, because then you didn't want to get the drop cut.
I would be the drop be of me instead of you.
Yeah, yeah. Dumb debate. Which ball is the softest?
Dumb debate. Josh's best pickup line. You plus me equals nighttime fun. Or
I didn't say that. I would never say that to pick anybody up. Me plus you equals nighttime fun. That was a great line.
Did it get you anything?
No, I was in third grade.
There
or fourth,
you go.
I was in fourth grade.
Exactly.
I want to know what kids endured in fourth grade.
You were throwing freaking knuckleballs then. You should have saved your knuckleballs for when you were older and you could actually, do something.
My dad taught me how to throw a knuckleball. I wasn't very good at them. My dad was. He'd throw them and they'd do a little wiggle wobble.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough pitch to throw.
Mm-hmm. Indeed it is.
Will the proposed settlement in college football, college sports, settle the portal?
Oh.
We can tackle that. Also, the happy hour is coming up. And 1 hour from now, we will be talking with the UFL's best quarterback right now, Adrian Martinez.
Awesome.
Right here on 1620 The Zone.